Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Hannah Critchlow. This week, we sink our teeth into this burning question that Tracy wrote in with.
Would cremated ashes, human or animal, have any effect on the growth of a plant? We are thinking of starting a business where we put cremated ashes in a pot with a plant and would like to know how this would affect the growth of the plant.
So it turns out that burning a body results in ashes that are rich in phosphates, calcium, potassium and sodium. Could these benefit a plant? I went to visit Sally Pettit, head gardener at the beautiful Cambridge University Botanic Gardens, asking her this question surrounded by lush green plants and fountains.
It's a really interesting concept, the idea of adding human ashes to plants to improve growth. All plants ultimately require a balance of what we call macronutrients, which are things like nitrogen and potassium, and also micronutrients, which tend to be trace elements such as zinc and carbon and manganese. And these are all existing plants in a very, very finely tuned balance. An excess of any one of these individually can result and have an impact on plant growth. So, for example, calcium will rapidly reduce the supply of nitrogen within a plant. And nitrogen is one of the crucial macro elements which affects protein and growth of a plant. And a reduction in nitrogen will actually ultimately affect flowering and fruiting and result potentially in a poor yield of plants or fruit. An excess of calcium will also result in a reduction of the water control and photosynthesis within a plant. And this can be apparent in things like browning, scorching and spotting of leaves. Again, with an excess of phosphorus, the fruits will mature early and you'll actually potentially have a poor yield of crops because the plant hasn't actually established properly to support a very high yield of fruits and flowers. And similarly, an increase in salts or sodiums can increase particularly osmotic pressure or the water pressure within a plant, which enables the plant to photosynthesize, and this can affect hydration levels within a plant and actually ultimately result in dehydration. Ultimately, while gardeners particularly are keen to influence the presence of macro and micronutrients within a plant, it's also crucial to make sure that you do maintain a healthy balance of all those nutrients to ensure that the plant's functioning properly. So potentially the addition of bone ash or human ash to a plant may in fact be a detrimental effect rather than a positive one.
Thanks, Sally. So adding cremated ashes to soil may upset the delicate balance of nutrients that help to maintain a healthy plant. And it turns out that the nutritional content of ashes can vary between individuals, depending on their diet, where they lived, and age. Plus, if mercury or gold fillings feature, traces of these in the ash could be toxic to the plant. One listener, Bernie, got in touch with her rosebush story, though. It turns out the chemical composition of her dog's Raz's ashes seems to have had the correct nutritional balance to support plant growth.
I planted a rosebush on top of the ashes of my old dog, Raz. Every year it blossoms more profusely and beautifully than the last. 10 years later, it is a wonderful reminder of her lovely, lovely self.
Thanks, Bernie and Sally. Next, we flex our brain power over this.
Hi, I'm Staffan Lincoln from Sweden. When we exercise our legs, we feel tired and the muscles burn from lactic acid. Is it the same with brain exercise? If brain fatigue is due to low blood sugar, is there a case to be made for homework candy?
So, is there an optimal rate for chomping down sweets whilst learning French? What do you think? You can post on our Naked Scientists Facebook page. You can tweet at Naked Scientists. You can email studio@thenakedscientists.com. Or you can join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.